Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Steve Smith is a powerful man. He's gonna save America.
Hey everybody, Peter from Story Pirates here. Coming up in the next few months, we have a ton of live shows in New York and Los Angeles, including some huge shows to benefit some of the great schools who host our creative writing programs. Stay tuned at the end of the show for details, or if you just can't wait, go to storypirates.org right now. And now, on with the show!
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Peter.
Welcome! Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome sketches and songs. We perform some of those stories on the radio on Sirius XM. And then for this podcast, we go back into the archives and play you some of our favorites.
That is exactly true. That's what we're doing today, Lee. That's what we're doing right now.
Great. What story are we playing for our audience today?
Today's episode comes to us from a then second grader from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, named Drew Wright. And this story is called Best Summer Identity Ever.
Awesome title.
The story is amazing, Lou. What's your name?
Lee.
Lee? You know, this whole time I've never known your name.
You mistook my identity this whole time.
Yeah.
We've known each other for 15 years.
15 at least.
I'm only 16 years old.
It's true. You were such a cute baby.
Thank you.
But anyway, what's fun about this story is Drew used a real life human being in his fictitious story.
And yet at the time we adapted it, we didn't know who this person was.
No, he is NFL's own Steve Smith.
Formerly of the Carolina Panthers.
Now he plays for the Ravens.
That's right.
And what's funny is Steve Smith, this is a great story, when he found out that he was going to have a son, he was going to have a baby, he was so excited, he went to the NFL and asked to have his jersey changed to say Smith Sr. So he's officially Steve Smith Sr.
And his son is Steve Smith
Jr. Which is an important detail for this story, because identities will be mistook.
And the irony is, even though the theme was mistaken identities, we had no idea who Steve Smith was when we adapted this script,
nope,
this story into a script, and when we performed it. I didn't even really understand that story about Steve Smith Sr. when I interviewed Drew about his story.
That's true. I listened to you talk to him, and you clearly know very little about the NFL.
I don't watch football.
Neither do I, but I am able to Google things.
There you go.
So I learned this story.
So before we play you the Story Pirates adaptation of Drew's story, how about we hear the original story that Drew submitted to us?
This is a great idea. Lee, take it away.
All right. Once upon a time, there were two kids. One kid's name is John, and the other guy's name was Steven. Now, one summer, they were walking down the street, and someone said, "Hey, I'm Steve Smith." "Wow, can I have your autograph?" said John. "No, I don't do autographs. But this I can do because I'm out in the open," said Steve Smith. "But bye for now. I really thought that Steve Smith Sr. did autographs. You know what I'm thinking, dude?" "Oh yeah,
mistaken identity! And as always, they found out more about Steve Smith Sr. The end!
Amazing. And at the time, we were a little confused about who Steve Smith Sr. was and who regular Steve Smith was. And now we all know.
I thought it was an awesome story. It still is an awesome story. But
you don't even need to know about Steve Smith to love that story.
There you go. So let's hear the Story Pirates adaptation. Here it is by Drew Wright. Best summer identity ever.
Welcome back to television's hit show, Mistaken Identity. On tonight's show, two boys walking down the street in summer think they see someone they might know with a name they might recognize. But do they really know that person? Or are they mistaken?
Identity. Mistaken Identity is the name of the show.
Mistaken Identity.
Mistaken Identity.
Weekdays at 5.
This summer's been so boring. I haven't mistaken anybody for somebody else.
Neither have I. I've gotten everybody's identity correct. It's been terrible.
Hey, here comes someone now.
Oh, hello, Marge.
Hello, yes, Marge. That's exactly who I am.
We got it right.
Oh, here comes someone else. Quick, say something totally random. Mistake his identity.
Okay, listen to this. Hello, Mr. Squigglebottom.
Oh, my. How did you know my real name? Who told you?
Bye.
We keep getting everyone's identity correct.
Whoa, look over there. Isn't that Steve Smith, a celebrity we both know and respect?
It is. Excuse me, sir, are you Steve Smith?
Yes, that's my name, Steve Smith.
You're Steve Smith?
Yes.
The Steve Smith?
Yes, my name is Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
That's you, Steve Smith.
I'm Steve Smith.
Steve Smith?
Steve Smith.
Wow, can I have your autograph?
No, I don't do autographs.
Aww.
But this I can do because it's out in the open.
Yay!
Wait, what does that even mean?
All right, here we go. Steve Smith. Okay, there you go. Bye for now.
Wow, Steve Smith's autograph.
I really thought Steve Smith Sr. did autographs, though.
So did I. I wonder why Steve Smith Sr. didn't want us to give an autograph at first.
Oh, wait a minute. That was Steve Smith, not Steve Smith Sr. You know what I'm thinking now, dude?
Yeah?
Mistaken identity!
Finally!
Hey, let's do what we always do.
Find out more about Steve Smith Sr.
Wowzers, that was like the best summer identity ever. Who was Steve Smith? And who is Steve Smith Sr.? And who am I? And who are you? Who are we? Find out on next week's episode of Mistaken Identity, brought to you by television.
Mistaken Identity.
Mistaken Identity.
Weekdays at 5.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Mr. Drew Wright.
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
What's going on?
In my dad's office right now.
Oh, cool. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Did you have school today?
Yes.
What grade are you in?
I'm in second grade.
How do you like second grade?
I think it's been one of my favorite grades so far.
Oh, yeah? Any particular reason why?
I don't know. It just has really, it has more fun stuff in it.
What's one of the fun things that you do?
We do lots of cool crafts sometimes.
Oh, neat. Like with paper and scissors and stuff like that?
Yes.
Awesome. Where do you live, Drew?
In Kernersville, North Carolina.
North Carolina, huh?
Yes.
How do you like North Carolina?
It's really cool.
Were you born there?
Yes, but my sister was born in Kentucky, though.
Oh, that's nearby, right?
A little bit.
A little bit. You're like, has this guy ever looked at a map? Is your sister older than you?
Yes, she's 10.
And you are?
8.
Awesome. What do you like to do in your spare time, Drew?
Sometimes I just like to read a lot.
Oh, cool. What do you like to read?
I don't know. I just pick up some books sometimes, but a book I'm reading now is Rush Revere book. It's called Rush Revere and the American Revolution.
What's it about?
This guy and his time-traveling horse, and they go back in American history to find out a lot of stuff.
About the American Revolution?
Yes.
If you had a time-traveling horse, you could go back in time, where would you go?
Probably to the black and white times.
To black and white times?
Yes.
What do you like about those times?
I just like learning about Martin Luther King Jr. a lot.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing, isn't he?
Yes. Last year, we took a trip to Atlanta and went to his house.
Oh, wow. And what is it that you like about him?
He's just really cool. He just did lots of stuff in just a few years. And he helped a lot of people, too.
He sure did. So, Drew, you wrote the story Best Summer Identity Ever. How did you come up with the idea for that story?
I really like the Panthers, but Steve Smith doesn't actually play for the Panthers anymore.
Right. Was he the quarterback?
He's a wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Shows how much I know about football. So Steve Smith played for the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, he got traded to the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, wow. So were you disappointed when he got traded?
A little bit. And then earlier in the year, the Panthers played the Ravens.
Were you conflicted in that you wanted to root for Steve Smith, but the Panthers are your team?
If the Panthers got knocked out of the playoffs, I would root for Steve Smith.
So are you, you're a big football fan?
Yes.
Do you play football?
I did.
Then you stopped?
Yes. I don't really like it that much. I just like watching it.
Yeah, I feel you. So, in your story, who's Steve Smith Sr.?
He's the father of Steve Smith Jr.
Got it. And Steve Smith Jr. is the football player.
Steve Smith Sr. is in the NFL, and Steve Smith Jr. I don't know much about yet.
Okay. If I saw the two of them on the street, I would definitely mistake their identities. So what was it like when you heard the Story Pirates perform your story on the radio?
It was really cool. When we heard it, I was sitting in the car. We were just at home, and I was having dinner in the car.
Yeah.
And my mom kept on coming in and out. Right when they announced that they were going to do my story, I'm like, Mom, Mom, come in.
Did she make it out in time?
Yes.
So you're eating dinner in the car while you listen to your story?
Yes.
Do you always eat dinner in the car?
It depends on what night it is.
Sometimes? Really? You do that often?
If I'm in the car at home, not really.
Got it. That's the cool thing about cars. I mean, they're so big these days. You can play football if you want. I'm sure your mom doesn't like that when she's trying to drive, though.
Yes.
Drew, do you have any advice for any kids out there that are trying to write their own story?
That you can keep reading to get other ideas about what you should write about.
That's a great idea. You know, someone said to me the other day that if you want to be a writer, you need to be reading a lot and you need to be writing a lot. And a lot of people don't think about how reading other things helps you come up with ideas, right?
Yes, and I like to write a lot at school, too.
Oh, really? What do you like to write at school?
I don't know. I just pretty much write lots of things that I just think about.
Well, I think you're a great writer. Your story is awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us perform it.
You're welcome.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. If you want to see Story Pirates live in person, come to New York City. We have shows nearly every Saturday at noon at our brand new home right in the theater district at the Davenport Theater. Every week we perform stories by kids from our school programs, plus stories from fans from around the country. You can bring your family to see a show any weekend. Just make sure to get your seats online. We also love having big groups and birthday kids at the show, so tell us if you're interested in a group deal. We also have a really big day coming up on Saturday, May 30th. Both in Los Angeles and New York, and you won't want to miss it. If you believe in what we do and want to help us get Story Pirate program to schools that desperately need it, and if you want to see a one-of-a-kind awesome show featuring live performance, cartoons, special guests, and real kid authors, come to our annual benefit performance. We'll be in both cities at the same time. Impossible, you say? Perhaps, but we're doing it nonetheless. That's right, it's Saturday, May 30th. And if you can't make it to either New York or LA, you can still go online to storypirates.org/support and make a tax-deductible donation. Check out our website for date dates, times, and tickets. And if you know any Story Pirate fans with a birthday coming up, you can also find shirts and hoodies on our online store, also at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.